Welcome back to the Air Canada Centre. It is the third period, and the Maple Leafs are trailing in the game by a score of 2-1 as Brad Marchand scored his second of the postseason from Pastrnak and Quaid on a two-on-one break that Nikita Zaitsev needed to make a decision a lot earlier and in turn really made no decision. The pass was a perfect run for Marchand, and Anderson, who was overplaying the shot, had no chance to get across, save for maybe another one of those wonderful paddle saves he made in game number three.
Unfortunately, though, for Freddie Anderson, the stick wasn't 14 feet long because he had overcommitted on the shot, and for Nikita Zaitsev, a 2-on-1, the defenseman is usually expected to take that lane away. Although, you got the most dangerous guys in the lineup leading the rush for Boston.
So here we go. The Leafs to the right, the Bruins to the left. Anderson down the stretch was 13-1-0 on home ice. And the Leafs are going to have to bail him out here.
Boston Bruins 37 times took the lead into the third period during the regular season, 33-0-4.
Played to the line and in by Toronto. Batted along the wall but cleared by the Bruins, and it is Marchand launching it to the Toronto blue line. Played ahead, Marlowe on the wing for Plekanec, and down into the zone it goes. Marner hustling after it, but Krug is able to play it out, and he's got a man at the blue line, but it bounced over Pasternak's stick. Now a long lead pass goes off the stick of Marlowe. Down into the Bruins zone it goes. Plekanec was trailing the play, hoping for a loose puck that didn't materialize. Now McQuaid gave it away, and Krug has to try and find a way to get away from Mitch Marner. And he did just that with a nifty little move, and he finds McQuaid, who will come out of his own zone. Lead pass knocked away, and unable to swat it ahead was Hyman. Off the boards, though, and played ahead for Hyman. Hyman to the right wing side was knocked off stride there by Rick Nash. Puck into the near corner for Austin Matthews. To the blue line, it bounces over Gardner's stick. He's racing after it and just did get it away from Jake DeBrusk. The Leafs get it back at center. Nylander in across the line, trying to flip it in, and it was just out of the reach of Austin Matthews. Nylander back of the goal with it now. Nylander looking for a man. Swings it in front of the net. It comes back to the blue line. Gardner winds and trays it in, and it went off a leg and bounced wide of the net. Cleared back down into the Toronto zone.
Smart play, though, by Jake Gardner. You don't have a clear path to the net.
Look for a deflection.
Shoot it right into the crowd.
Here's Dermott. The Leafs get it out at center, but not far enough for Van Riemsdyk. The official got in the way, and that prevented Corrali from getting in cleanly. And now Bozak starts away for Toronto. Up ahead for JVR. Right wing side, a pass by Brown was out of the reach of Bozak. And the Bruins trying to bank it ahead at center, and Dermott got in the way as it comes down to the side of the Leaf goal. Played back into the corner for your Travis Dermott. He gets it to Bozak. Bozak up ahead for Brown. He couldn't get in over the line. Bruins play it right back into the Toronto zone. The Leafs are trying to get a change started. The pass in front of the Leaf goal goes back into the corner for Gardner. And Gardner skates up the right wing boards. He's going to play it down into Boston territory. Dominic Moore into the rush for Toronto. Trying to get around the boards and into the corner. It's played away from him by Grzelcyk. And now Kapanen trying to keep it in. Cannot. But he has it back to the Toronto defense. Gardner shoots it right back in again. Janssen on the move on the far wing. Got it back to the blue line. Now passed out to Gardner, winding and shooting, and it was blocked. And it is going to ricochet all the way out at center ice. Gardner back in his own zone to Nikita Zaitsev. Up ahead for Dominic Moore. He needs a change, so he backhands it into the Boston end. Rattled around the boards, it'll come to the line. Morgan Riley can't keep it in. Here's Marchand in on the left wing. Pastrnak trying to get to the front of the net for him. Marchand centers in front. Never mind. Net is knocked off its mooring, and play is whistled at.
That'd be the biggest break that the Leafs have had in this game. As again, the big line for the Bruins. Great puck control in the Leafs zone. And now there's a discussion with the officials, and they're going to try to decide if, is it Morgan Riley that knocked the net off, and if so, is it a delay of game?
At this point, no. I think they were trying to decide whether the faceoff might have come outside the line, too. But
well, and you know what? When you look at the replay, it was Marchand gave Morgan Riley a pretty good shove. Now, Riley didn't try to pull up and avoid contact with the net. He just followed through and knocked it off, and that's what the officials felt. So the faceoff to the left of Freddie Anderson.
Plekanec against Riley Nash. No relation. Riley Nash and Rick Nash. The draw won by the Bruins. Back to the blue line. And then intercepted by Toronto, and Marlowe gets it out. McQuaid shoots it right back in again. Morgan Riley down into the near corner. Played it ahead for Plekanec. A pass ahead at center. And Marlowe carries to the line and in with Marner. Marner with a shot that went wide of the net. He was looking to hook up there with Marlowe. Bruins get it to center ice again, and Morgan Riley shoots it right back in again. Marchand playing it back into the corner for Krug. Now Marner tries to center. Marner had it knocked away into the corner. Played to the line, just out. As Dermott made a valiant effort to keep that in, but it squirted just about a foot outside the blue line. Leafs back in their own zone. The Bruins are changing. Roman Polak to center. Shoots it in. Around on the boards, a centering pass went behind the net and comes to the near point. Dermott trying to keep it in with a shot, had it blocked. Here's a chance for David Krejci on the right side. Scores! Another two-on-one. Krejci sets it up, and a beautiful finish from Jake DeBrusk, and the Bruins have a 3-1 lead.
That's exactly the same as the Marchand goal that put them up 2-1 in the second period. Leafs can't control a bouncing puck at the blue line. The Bruins take off on a two-on-one, and the pass gets over. And what DeBrusk does smartly, because he had so much room going to the net, he sort of puts on the brakes to give a better lane to Krejci to pass it over. And it was the perfect saucer pass over the stick of Roman Polak. And under the stick of DeBrusk, and even though Freddie Anderson doesn't overcommit as he did on the second Boston goal, there was still enough room to snap at blocker side, and the Bruins have a substantial lead here now in the third period.
Time of the goal brought to you by Credit700.ca. Get a loan of $700 or more with Credit700.ca. No credit check required. Professional and confidential service guaranteed. Visit Credit700.ca. 4:17, the time of the goal from Jake DeBrusk. Krejci will draw one assist.
And this has been a strange game in that the Leafs have really generated the majority of their scoring chances on the forecheck and cycling the puck, which is usually the strength of the Boston Bruins. The Bruins have scored twice off the rush, which was supposed to be the advantage that the Leafs would have in this series.
So a big uphill climb now with 15:23 to go. Chara lost the puck to Van Riemsdyk. Now Brown is knocked down on the play, and the Bruins' Krejci gets it up. Chara couldn't handle the pass. Hainsey turning in his own zone. Rink wide, trying to move with it. Bozak couldn't get it into the zone. Played ahead off Bozak, and Brown chips it in a little deeper. He and McAvoy go after it into the corner. McAvoy spins it up on the wing, and the Bruins start out with it. At center now, it's Corrali trying to get through the Leaf defense, but could not. And Jake Gardner frees it up there for Matthews, who couldn't get it around the forecheck of Danton Heinen. Heinen into the corner. Matthews on him. The puck is squirted free and along the wall. Heinen still with it. Punches it into the far corner for Corrali. Back for Heinen. Stole it back from Matthews. Chased there by Zaitsev. And it is into the far corner again. Heinen loses it this time to Matthews. And he finds Zach Hyman. Hyman along with Nylander to center. Played in over the line and down into the left wing corner. In goes Hyman to try and free it up. And it's played back towards the blue line. But the Leafs were changing their defense. And it was late getting there, Jake Gardner. Gardner on the left wing. A pass to an open wing, and it is followed up by Morgan Riley. In across the line with a shot, and it's into the chest of Rask. No further play, and a faceoff coming in the Boston zone when we return. The Bruins have scored in the second and third periods after the two teams were tied at one after one. It's 3-1 Boston. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.
Back.
Faceoff coming in the Boston zone to the left, Tukaras. As the Maple Leafs trail 3-1, Jake DeBrusk, the fine young rookie of the Bruins, has given them the 3-1 lead. Matthews wins the draw. Dermott steps down to the hash marks with a shot. Blockered away by Rask. Back to the point it comes. Janssen far side, and a wrist shot bounces in on goal, and it's knocked into the corner. Now Matthews centering the line of Kapanen and Janssen, and a shot is deflected just wide. Here's Matthews with it again to the blue line to Gardner. Far side it goes, played in by Dermott around back of the net for Kapanen. Kapanen curls into the corner. Got it away from one man, but couldn't get it away from Asiari, who has launched it high to the Toronto blue line. Leafs back with it again. Here's Janssen getting to the line and in. Janssen on the left wing, able to go to the net. And then when he decided to shoot, stick got in the way and deflected it harmlessly wide. Asiari plays to the Leaf blue line. Knocked down by Morgan Riley. And the Leafs are going to have to... Bouncing shot here. We better keep an eye on before saying anything more. But the Leafs are going to have to really activate the defense now. And the Bruins counterattack has scored the two goals that has given them the bulge. Puck in the center ice area. Tried to shoot it in, but it's blocked. And here's a two-on-one break going the other way. This time it was Hainsey getting back, just intercepting that pass that was intended for Pasternak. Plekanec for Riley. Up ahead for Marleau. Marleau tried to center. He had Plekanec going to the front of the net, and the Bruins have launched it down into the Toronto zone. 12:20 to go here in the third period. 3-1 Boston. Here's Dermott. Unable to get into the zone, and a race for the loose puck now with DeBrusk. And a man going to the front of the net, and Krejci, and no one was with him. Now it's turned over, and Nash right in front of the net, a shot! Anderson down and is able to swallow that up and gets a pat on the back from Bozak.
Well, he seemed to be so intent on trying to create chances at the other end. The attention to detail in front of Freddie Anderson has disappeared. As there, they almost have the opportunity, but the next thing you know, Rick Nash has the puck between the hash marks. One thing the Leafs have not done, and not to belabor the fact, I know we talked about it before the game, they haven't scored an ugly one. And if there's any hope of coming back here in the third period, they might need a little bit of help from the hockey gods.
Draw to the left of Anderson. Matthews wins that. He's out there with Hyman and Nylander, and a lead pass has gone astray, and another icing call against Toronto. So Austin Matthews being double shifted here, playing with his regular line mates, and then coming over the boards with Kapanen and Janssen.
Matthews had a goal in the second period on Monday night in Game 3, but hasn't had a lot of clear-cut chances here in this one, either of Nylander or Zach Hyman, his line mates.
Lead pass for Nylander didn't work. Corrali trying to play it into the Toronto zone, but the Leafs defense has it, and a lead pass for Hyman went off his stick and into the Boston end. Out of the net, played around on the wall, it comes to the line, but not out. Just batted into the near corner. No one in a blue uniform could come close to it. And Backes gets it out at center and down into the Toronto end. Corrali after it. Body to the boards there by Gardner. Nylander up on the right wing side. And Bozak trying to flip it in deep. Didn't get it in deep enough. Change is coming, and Corrali's back in for Boston with a long shot. Knocked into the corner by Anderson. Bounces to the line and out. Here's Kapanen unable to free it up. Quickly played right back into the Toronto zone. 11:07 to go in the third period. Bozak hustling after a loose puck in the corner. Drops it back for Jake Gardner. Gardner to Dermott. Dermott skates it out slowly. His pass ahead for Janssen, who was thundered to the ice there on a hit by Miller. Bozak back on his skates to Dermott at the left point. Dermott looks in front, drops it off for Janssen. Near far side, Roman Polak. Shot was blocked. Polak swings it back into the corner. Leafs unable to get to it cleanly. Now Janssen after it, but he was unable to get any skating room going. And now Dermott is able to keep it in, but his shot hit a leg. It goes right to Flekanitz. It's in a drive. And off a stick, it's found the screen. Up high over the glass and out of play.
Well, he's very slowly trying to gain some sort of traction in the Boston zone, and yet Bruins seem very dangerous. If they pick the puck off inside their own blue line, they're back on the rush the other way. But it's going to get to the point where Freddie Anderson's probably going to have to expect another breakaway or some two-on-ones. You go back to that moment in the second period. Mitch Marner in a 1-1 game on a breakaway and Tuukka Rask. You circle that one as probably the save of the game in this one.
Lekanis with a word with Marner. Now moves into the faceoff circle against Riley Nash. And the draw one, and Marner gets it back with a point to Hainsey. A shot is blockered into the corner by Tuukka Rask. Hainsey again with a shot. That's just wide. Where's the rebound? It's high in the air, settled and thrown off the glass by Marchand. And this will be an icing charge against Boston.
Again, great pressure by the Leafs. Ron Hainsey, by the way, late in the season. The Bruins were here in Toronto. Hainsey scored the game-winning goal, controversial one. And the 9 minutes of regulation. There appeared to be a little bit of goaltender interference on Tuukka Rask with Zach Hyman.
Shot there went off Marner in front of the net.
So here you are in the same spot you were in the second period. You get them caught out this line for Boston on an icing call.
And the draw rolls to the left wing boards. Hainsey chipping it high, and it's going off someone's stick and up into the screen. But the Bruins will get their change if they so desire. Nash saying he's got a bit of a skate issue, I think, has gone to the bench, and now the Bruins are going to make a wholesale change. No, just one. It'll be Krejci coming out to center, Pasternak and Marchand. And take the draw in the circle to the right of Rask. 10 minutes left to go in the third. The Leafs need a little lightning in the jar here. Down two. Draw one by Plekanec. Shot breaks the stick of Hainsey. And now here are the Bruins coming to center. In across the line on the right side. A pass back. And Hainsey just did get back there with a new stick. Out comes Patrick Marleau. Right wing side. Settles it down and plays down into the corner. Morgan Riley in there deep. Marner comes away with a loose puck but can't make a play. Now Marner against the board, centered. No one there. Marchand is leading the rush for Boston. Long shoot in, glove by Anderson. Played off to Morgan Riley. Drop back for Gardner. Gardner comes to the blue line, waiting for the remainder of the change to take place. Got to the red line and shot it in. Chara rings the boards to the far side, and it bounces out at center ice. Played back to the line and brought in offside. And some shoving in the corner with Brown in there, giving DeBrusk a little bit of a hello. And a faceoff coming outside the blue line when we return. The Bruins 3 and the Leafs 1. 9:11 to go, third period. This is game 4. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. 9 minutes and 11 seconds to go in the third period. The Maple Leafs trailing in game 4, 2-1, in danger of falling behind 3-1 in this series, with game 5 in Boston on Saturday night.
And there's a silver lining in what appears to be a dark cloud forming as Nazem Kadri will get back for game 5 in Boston. But right now, the Leafs are hoping to at least exact a little revenge on what happened the last time these two teams met in the playoffs.
Fired deep into the Boston zone. Knocked high, and it's gone into the screen out of play. And so a faceoff will remain in Boston territory. Circle to the right of Tuukka Rask.
Bruins have done a great job of taking away the front of the net, haven't they? Leafs have not had much in the way of scoring opportunities here in the third period. In fact, shots on goal for the Leafs, just 5 here in period number 3. The Bruins have 4, but have scored on one of them.
Matthews lost the draw. Cleared by the Bruins down the ice. Icing.
I'm sure Bruce Cassidy will take about 800 of these. As it's kept the Leafs from developing any kind of rhythm here in the third period. The crowd has been out of it. And you get to this point as well. I don't think it's in the back of the players' minds right now, but this could be the last game of the season. In Air Canada Centre, if the Leafs can't find a way to get back in this one or extend the series with a Game 5 win in Boston.
Patrice Bergeron, a scratch tonight, upper body injury. But Marchand and Pasternak have done their business. Each with a goal, or each with a Marchand with a goal and Pasternak with two assists. Here's Riley, curling at the red line. Off the glass and in it goes. Round to the far side for Chara. Off his stick, it goes back to the net for Matthews. Matthews curls out of the corner, then circles back, then circles again. Trying to chip it back to the blue line to Hainsey. Just kept in. It comes back to the blue line to Morgan Riley. Drop pass, Hainsey, and he drilled it off the Boston player. Heinen, who had to go to the bench, he took that right off the leg and had no chance to counterattack. Morgan Riley back the other way. Into the corner, tries to flip it in front. It goes back to the net. Spun to the blue line to Dermott. Over on the far side for Nylander, trying to find Riley again. Riley back in behind the net, trying to get to it. Cleared up on the wing, and the Bruins break it out at center. A long diagonal shoot-in. Dermott got it freed up. The puck comes in front of the Leaf goal, but it is quickly gobbled up there by Nylander. Long lead pass, looking to try and spring Janssen, but it turns into an icing against Toronto. 7:45 to go in the third period. 3-1 Boston.
Line juggling for Mike Babcock. Marner was out with Matthews and Hyman. And Nylander out here with Kapanen and
Janssen.
You got Janssen.
Yep. Morgan Riley has to stay on. Roman Polak taking his sweet time being told to get off.
I was like that.
What?
I took my time.
Did you?
I mean, everybody was watching.
Yeah, but you had a lot of time to get there because there was a lot of the game still left. Chip down into the Boston end. The Leafs will change. 7:35 to go. Crew out at center. Turned over at the blue line, but brought in over the line. Then the stick got knocked out of the hands of DeBrusque. Back to the net, Roman Polak trying to free it up. And one hands it now to Travis Dermott. Dermott will start out. Dermott with a pass ahead. Here's Bozak onto the left wing for Van Riemsdyk. Rolls it to the front of the net. And unable to get the stick on it was Bozak. Shot back down into the Toronto zone. Dermott again. 7 minutes to go. Left wing side. Played up ahead by Brown to Van Riemsdyk. A long shot. And an easy save for Rask, who made sure he was down in the butterfly to take that on the chest and bring a stoppage of play in the Boston zone.
And one thing for sure, Tuukka Rask has not given the Leafs a thing in this series. He has been solid, and as we saw in the Mitch Marner breakaway in the second period, at times spectacular. There's a save off Dominic Moore coming out the right wing as well when he got in front.
Face off to the right of Rask. Lekanitz scored the Leaf goal that tied the game at ones in the first period. He'll take the face off and wins it cleanly. Gardner can't shoot it. Marner spins it back to the far side for Hainsey. Hainsey backhands down into the corner. Round back of the net. Into the far corner. The Bruins trying to pry it free. Lekanitz is in there as well. McQuaid has got it pinned up against the boards. The puck comes free and it is Marner. Banking to the blue line. Hainsey holds. Hainsey sends it wide of the net. Gardner sends it into the slot and a shot is smothered by goaltender Rask again. And another faceoff coming in the Boston zone. 30 shots on goal for Toronto now.
You're going to have to try to win some battles for some space in front of Tuukka Rask. All the Leafs are getting now are shots from the wing or the point. So instead of spreading out looking for the pass, they're going to have to get to the hard areas to play in. And, I mean, that's when you start looking about getting a bounce or something like that. You still have to be in the right position
to get it.
Someone's
got to be there, yeah. Hyman, Nylander, Matthews. Riley with a shot that didn't get through. Bruins get it out. Riley intercepts. Riley trying to chip it ahead. The Bruins come away with it. Back in over the line. A backhand pass in front. And it was chipped on goal and stopped by Anderson off the stick of Sean Corrali. Corrali after it again. Dermott is able to slide in there and get to it. Nifty little pass to spring Zach Hyman. Hyman works to the open ice. Hyman in over the line. Driving wide on the defense and gets it down into the corner. Too well covered there. Back of the net then by Matthews trying to play it out in front. Down the boards comes Zaitsev to try and keep it in. But it's played out at center ice by Boston. And then thrown the rest of the way by Backes into the Toronto end. 5 minutes, 40 seconds left to play. In the third period, the Leafs trail by a pair. And we'll keep an eye on Anderson to see when Coach Mike Babcock might think about going with the extra man. There's been one penalty called, and it was against Boston. In against the boards, it comes back to the blue line. Just kept in by Gardner. Zaitsev knocks it around back of the net. Bozak tipped it into the corner. Played up along the wall, but not out. And now the Bruins with Asiari getting it out and down the ice. Gardner skating after it. Overskated the puck. Zaitsev in the corner, knocked down. Puck comes free, and it's shot by the Bruins. Up into the screen and out of play. As Nikita Zaitsev blew a tire and almost sealed the deal. 5:01 to play, 3-1 Boston. You're listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. The Leafs need a spark. 5:01 to go, third period, down by a pair.
Four times the Leafs trailed by two goals in the third period and were able to come back and win games, but not this late, down by two.
Well, one by Toronto. Gardner steps around back of the goal, banks it out at center for Van Riemsdyk. On it goes to Brown, who got it across the line, but it was quickly played right back out again. And Nash sends it 100 feet deep into Toronto territory. Nice pass from Anderson, springs Van Riemsdyk. He's going to send it into the right-wing corner. Bozak in there against Chara. Bozak comes away with it. Back to the blue line. Walking the line, Zaitsev to Bozak again. Bozak along the boards. Back of the net, near side for Gardner. Gardner sends it in! And the deflection there by Brown. Sent it on goal, but it hit Rask right in the chest.
So we were talking about having to go to the front of the net and look for those scoring opportunities. Connor Brown was there, but far enough out that Tuukka Rask was able to track the redirection. And the fact that it hit him right in the B didn't hurt either. On the crest.
He didn't have to move a bit. So here we go. Face off to the right of Rask. Won by Matthews. Here's Morgan Riley. Around back of the goal. Chased into the corner by Miller. Down on a knee, it comes back to the blue line to Hainsey. Played off the boards into the corner for Matthews. Matthews bodied there by Nash, and the Bruins get it out at center. Hainsey ties up Pasternak, and Morgan Riley has to go to a loose puck. Sent it ahead. Bounce to center, and here's Nylander failing to control it as it was high in the air, and he knocked it down with his glove. Riley will turn. Under 4 minutes now. Here's Nylander turning back. He was knocked off stride. Puck comes to Gardner. Off the boards for Matthews. Fired deep into Boston territory. Played away from the back of the net by Rask. Bruins get it to the line. Not out. Kept alive by Gardner. Gardner down the boards. Got it back to the blue line to Dermott. Over on the far side. Marner! Looking for his man in front. Plekanec couldn't make the deflection work. Chara bodies Plekanec. Puck sent around the wall to the far side. Keeping it in there is Travis Dermott. Dermott into the corner. Anderson edging out of the net. Back to the blue line it goes. Dermott to the near side. Marner shoots. Another shot. And it was blocked before it reached the goal. And it's cleared by Boston down the ice. It won't go for icing. 3:05 to play. Anderson waving at the net, at the bench. And there he goes. Fired into the Boston end. Six attackers for Toronto. Down by a pair. played around into an empty corner. Bozak won't get there. Cleared on the glass. Pass Riley to center. Down the ice, but no icing. Zaitsev back of the net. Dropped it back for Morgan Riley. Riley coming out of his own end. Works to the left wing side before shooting it in. Rask slowed it up. Krug rattles it around the boards, not out. Gardner to Morgan Riley. Pass into the corner then for Nylander. Didn't work. Back to the point to Gardner again. To Nylander. Nylander on the far half boards. To Riley. Riley shoots. And it went off a leg and went harmlessly wide. And the Bruins are going to get it out and down the ice with an empty net. Riley chasing. And it is deflected back of the goal by Riley's effort. Morgan Riley. Up ahead at center. Hyman had it go off his stick. Chara to an empty net. That was blocked. Another shot to an empty net. Stopped by Gardner. 1:52 to go. Dermott. A pass ahead doesn't get into Boston territory. Bruins at center. Krejci. Knocked down by Marner. Marner plays it back in his own zone for Austin Matthews. To Dermott. Drop for Matthews. Matthews to center. Matthews with a couple of fakes in the zone. And then when he tried to toe drag it to get the shot away, it rolled off his stick. Icing will come here, but time is a huge factor. 1:22.
And it really does have to be the hurry-up offense. You can't pass the puck around for 40 seconds looking for the perfect opportunity. This is going to be like fourth and inches, isn't it? Win the draw, get everybody pushed into the net. Try to knock one over, but...
And the worst thing about this, Jim, is the opening goal was a bad goal. And there's been a bad goal in every game of this playoff series. Krug's shot was from a sharp angle on the boards, and it ends up going over the shoulder of the goaltender, who should not have been down under those circumstances, in my humble opinion. Played back into the Toronto zone. Rink wide for Matthews. Off his stick, Marchand to Pasternak. Empty net and hit the goal post. It's the only thing he's done wrong in this series. It's in the corner in the Toronto zone, and now a minute left. Gardner skates it out. Up ahead it goes on the right side for Van Riemsdyk. Sent in, knocked away by Rask. Played into the corner by Van Riemsdyk to Chara. Played off the boards and out and down the ice. And despite the hustling of Tyler Bozak, the icing nets just 40.8 seconds to go in the third period.
Well, if you want to draw or try to draw in some positive, 2013, the Leafs split games in Boston, 1-2, then lost the next two here at Air Canada Center. One in Boston, one game six in Toronto, and then let's stop there when it comes to the memory bank. But it's not impossible, as the Leafs are going to call a timeout here and try to get organized. It would certainly be the greatest 40-second comeback in maybe playoff history, wouldn't it, if the Leafs were able to bang in a couple of here. But give the Bruins credit. There's not been a lot of room. The Boston end of the ice. I thought for the first half of this game, for the first two periods, really, I thought the Leafs were by far and away the better team. I thought they looked faster. They won the one-on-one battles. But giving up that goal in the second period, one to Marchand with 3:05 to go in period number two, that seemed to be the turning point.
10-5, the Leafs have outshot the Bruins in the third period, but they really have not had a great scoring chance.
No. No, and yet they did through the first two periods. They had a number of great opportunities in the first two periods and couldn't finish.
Bozak will take the draw against Riley Nash. Wins it cleanly, but then it was knocked away by the Bruins, and they play it out and down the ice into the Toronto zone without icing. Marner almost scored on his own net. Got it up on the wing to Gardner, who couldn't get out, and now it's around back of the goal, and Mitch Marner will carry it out at center. Marner to the line. Marner in across the line, got it into the slot on the wing. It comes back to Marner on the far half boards, back to the blue line to Gardner. He'll have to shoot it. Marner does with a shot that's blocked by Chara. sent out at center, and the Boston Bruins are going to do what they wanted to do, get a split in Toronto if need be, and they'll go back to Boston now as the game is over with an opportunity to send the Leafs packing. They win it by a score of 3-1. Goals from Marchand in the second period and DeBrusque in the third on 2-on-1 breaks is the difference in the hockey game. That and a very bad goal by Corey Krug that opened the scoring in the first period.
As we said, I really believe that the first 40 minutes of this game are the best that the Leafs have put together back-to-back periods in this series. I thought it was fairly evenly played in game number three. It looked like the Leafs were poised to get back in it, and yet you look at other games around the National Hockey League in game four, whether it was in Denver, whether it was in New Jersey. There was a great push by the home team to try to get back into it, and sometimes if you don't score at a certain time, it's almost as if your time has passed. And I think from a Leafs standpoint, the number of opportunities they had before Marchand scored late in the second, you look at that, but like you said, I don't think you can win a playoff series when every game there's one or maybe more than one questionable goal. We're not trying to put it on Freddie Anderson, but as we saw, as the Leafs are trying to get back into this game, goals are at a premium. They're so difficult to get, and yet when they seem to go in easily at times, one way on one side and not the other, that's a huge advantage.
So the Bruins win it by a score of 3-1. The post-game show is coming up, hosted by Jim Taddy and Greg Gilbert, along with a cast of thousands. We'll have game number five for you in Boston on Saturday night. Note the time change, 8 o'clock start for game five, and it's one shift at a time, one period at a time, one game at a time, as far as the Maple Leafs are concerned, who cannot afford another loss. They lose this one 3-1. The Bruins lead the series by the same amount, 3-1. And we thank Jim Ralph and yours truly. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to Molson Canadian Leafs Hockey on TSN 1050 and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.